Time for the latest agricultural news. I'm Casey Shepard, back in just a moment.
Hey, cattle producers, your next Superior Video Livestock Auction is coming up on Thursday, May 2nd, 7:30 a.m. Superior Sunrise and 8 a.m. sale time for 38,201 head. You can view the catalog and get the time schedule for each lot that's going to be sold at SuperiorLivestock.com. And for more details, you can also call Superior at 800-422-2117. Thursday, May 2nd, 8 a.m. Central Time, 38,201 head at Superior Livestock.
Agriculture is the backbone of Oklahoma. As our state's farmers and ranchers care for the land and their livestock, Oklahoma Farm Bureau is standing up for agriculture and sharing amazing stories that play out each and every day in rural America. Join Oklahoma Farm Bureau today to help strengthen agriculture's voice as we work together towards a brighter future. Join Oklahoma Farm Bureau today online at okfarmbureau.org. Together, we are rural Oklahoma. Well, this week I'm in Washington, D.C. with a group of farm broadcasters covering Capitol Hill. While at this event, I had the opportunity to catch up with CEO of NASDA, Ted McKinney. NASDA is the National Association of State Departments of Agriculture, and he and I talked about trade, labor, and more. McKinney first commented on Oklahoma Ag Secretary Blaine Arthur, who's serving as NASDA's 23-24 president.
Now she's our elected president, so she is my boss. Now, in fact, I would say really, really good things anyway, because she's a 4-H mom and an FFA mom, and she's just so well-respected, and I hope those in Oklahoma know how well-respected she is around the country.
Regarding trade, McKinney said USDA is pleased that the Biden administration is working to strengthen out trade under existing rules.
We've seen some advancement of a few products that we can sell into India, and the same for Vietnam. They're working on trying to fix the dairy issue in Canada and the ridiculous corn decree issue in Mexico. So good, good. That said, it's pretty clear that a lot of ag really wants more. If you can't bring tariffs down, whatever it takes to do that, you're going to be cut out, at least at some level, of a lot of markets. And so we thought that the testimony of Ambassador Tai was very good in front of one of the Senate committees, I believe. And she said, hey, ag is trade is good for ag, but less so for workers. Well, we'd not heard that before. So let's parse those. Let's see, all right, if it's good for ag, let's see how we can go do more for ag. So we're respectfully trying to push that and get some market access, because we're getting beat to the punch by a lot of other countries. But it's not like there's nothing going on, and we're very happy for that.
Absolutely. What do you think some of the biggest obstacles regarding trade would be right now?
Oh, without any hesitation, it's usually sanitary, phytosanitary issues. Over the days, it's been, I don't like and I don't accept biotech. Animal welfare standards are the new and upcoming thing. Oh, you're not humane enough to your critters. We're much better than you. Therefore, you've got to meet our standards. When in reality, the effect is the same. They just are different. The best example is we don't regulate animal welfare or animal regs like a lot of countries. But doggone it, we sure still show the respect through Pork Quality Assurance Plus, the PQA Plus. Beef and poultry have similar systems. Good for us. We're doing it because it's the right thing to do as a farmer, not because the government tells us.
To hear my complete conversation with NASDA's Ted McKinney, you can go to OklahomaFarmReport.com. Be sure to check out the upcoming BigIron.com online auction Tuesday, May the 21st, featuring Donald Yost Estate. There's going to be plenty of well-maintained pieces for bid in Kingfisher, Oklahoma, including a 2018 John Deere quad-track tractor, a 2018 John Deere four-wheel drive tractor, a 2023 Ram 2500 Longhorn Crew Cab Pickup, and much, much more. No reserves and all items are lien free, so go register to place your bids today at BigIron.com. Big Iron Auctions, rural connections, respected values, and real deals. That's our latest farm and ranch news. I'm Casey Shepard on the Radio Oklahoma Ag Network.